Holy cow, two in a row. Jerry Bader Show. Two Mannheim steamroller bumpers in a row. 10:52. Look at Jason over there. It's not my favorite one, by the way, but anyway. So did you hear? This apparently is breaking news. Breaking news now. At least today. Did you hear who got married over the weekend? Did you hear? Someone in the public eye got married over the weekend. Probably the last piece of news I would have thought to have heard about this person. Ryan Braun got married on Saturday. Larissa Fraser is now Mrs. Ryan Braun. The Daily Mail published a number of photos of the slugger and his bride, Larissa Fraser, before and during their nuptials. Click here for pictures. I can't because it's radio. I just have one question. Does model and now bride Larissa Fraser, does she know he can't take testosterone anymore? I'm just throwing it out there. I have covered this issue on the show before. Republicans shy away from their own health plan. There's going to reach a tipping point here. Republicans are looking at the polls that show they were stinking up the joint during the shutdown, and they've turned it around and right now look good in the polls for congressional races in 2014. Right now, it's a long way. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers was there at the wedding. I doubt it. We have pictures. We'll check. I bet you won't see Aaron Rodgers there anywhere. They are looking at the polls, our Republicans, and they're saying, you know, we don't want to screw this up. We don't want to throw an Obamacare plan out there, a health care plan, I should say, to compete with Obamacare, because then Democrats just have a target. Why would we do that? Let's just go ahead and continue to have this thing train wreck and train wreck and train wreck, and we'll keep attacking it. One, that will run out of gas. Two, and more importantly, coming up with a free market alternative is the right thing to do. Here's where I do agree. They should not come out with one big Obamacare-type plan, even if it is a free market plan. It'll have too many moving parts, it won't be workable, and it will be more easily attacked. There are a number of free market initiatives that Republicans have been throwing out there for years. Do it incrementally. I do agree with that. But at some point here, they are going to have to do this. They are going to have to say, here's what we would do. Here's what we will do. Give us the chance. Is the timing right now? I'm not so sure. By the way, Republican Congressman Tom Price, who has Newt Gingrich's old congressional seat in Georgia, is kind of the point man on this in the House. I have interviewed Congressman Price twice, once in this studio, once at the Republican National Convention in Tampa, Florida. Going to try to get him on the show. I'm going to try to have him on to discuss that issue and how they should approach it. They have to do something. Obamacare item two. It can't be this easy. It just can't. A bill set for fast-track passage in the South Carolina Senate in January aims to eliminate Obamacare in that state. The law could become a model for other states fed up with the federal health care law. They say it will pass judicial muster. It just seems almost incredible to me that it could. But maybe it will. Back to elections for a moment. A last-minute shocker before the filing deadline, writes Ala Pundit at hotair.com. A last-minute shocker before the filing deadline, though you can understand the logic. Bigger conservative names in Texas had already passed on challenging Senator John Cornyn, despite Tea Party perceptions that he's an incorrigible rhino. Steve Stockman looked at what grassroots righties did for Ted Cruz against the much better funded David Dewhurst last year and figured, why not? What does he have to lose? Stockman, a far-right conservative who's called for the president's impeachment, filed for the seat minutes before the 6 p.m. local deadline, confirmed Spencer Yildell, a spokesman for the Republican Party of Texas. Cornyn, whose $7 million cash on hand far outstrips Stockman's $32,000, is still the heavy favorite. And then there is this. There is a blow to Stockman. Let's see. This is from one of the far right, from one of the Tea Party groups, Club for Growth. On Stockman challenging Cornyn in Republican primary. Club for Growth says Cornyn has 87% lifetime score and does not intend to be involved in race. If those types of groups, Club for Growth, so on, if they don't, he doesn't have a chance. I don't know anything about the guy. I don't know if he's a credible candidate at all. But interesting nonetheless, because Cornyn has really invoked the wrath of the Tea Party right. 10:58. Jason goes 3 in a row on Mannheim Steamroller. I need to look at that envelope. I must have put more money in there than I thought. 10:58. Just 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.